Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, March 4, 2025.
China's National People's Congress, Economic Priorities for 2025. On March 3, 2025, the National People's Congress, or NPC, will gather in Beijing, China. This important event sets the stage for the government's key economic and political goals for the year ahead. Expect Premier Li Qiang to announce a growth target of around 5%, the same as the last 2 years, which hints at potential challenges for the economy. The Xinhua News Agency suggests the government will focus on boosting domestic demand and encouraging innovation in technology. There's also talk of increased support for the private sector to help drive growth. Alongside economic matters, Premier Li will address foreign policy, especially regarding Taiwan and U.S.-China relations. The outcomes of the NPC will greatly affect investment decisions and shape the future of various sectors, particularly technology. Understanding these decisions is crucial for grasping the direction of China's economy and its impact on both local and global stakeholders.
Austria's new coalition government takes office. On March 3, 2025, Austria welcomed a new coalition government, the first of its kind in decades. This alliance of three parties, the Conservative People's Party, the Social Democrats, and the Liberal Neos, successfully formed after the far-right Freedom Party, or FBO, failed to secure a coalition despite winning about 29% of the vote in the September 2024 election. President Alexander Van der Bellen swore in the new cabinet, with Christian Stocker from the People's Party stepping in as chancellor. This coalition aims to provide stability and counter the rising influence of the far right in Austria, which is crucial for the country's role in the European Union. While they have agreed on a detailed government plan, the leaders anticipate tough negotiations ahead. The FBO has already begun to criticize the coalition, labeling it a loser traffic light coalition, referencing a similar alliance in Germany that recently fell apart. As Austria moves forward, the success of this coalition will be closely watched.
Ukrainian commander demands accountability after missile strike. Ukrainian commander Mykhailo Drapetyai is calling for accountability following a devastating missile strike by Russian forces on a military training ground in the Dnipropetrovsk region. This attack, which occurred on March 3, 2025, resulted in numerous casualties. Drapetyai stressed that everyone involved in decision-making that day must be held responsible, stating that excuses will not be accepted. The Russian Ministry of Defense released footage showing the impact of the Iskander-M missile, known for its precision and destructive power. This incident highlights the ongoing dangers faced by military personnel amid the conflict that began with Russia's invasion in February 2022. In response, the State Bureau of Investigations in Ukraine has launched a criminal inquiry to determine if negligence played a role in the strike. As the situation unfolds, the implications for military strategies and international relations, especially with NATO, are significant.
Indonesia's first deflation in over 20 years. Indonesia has recorded its first deflation in over 20 years, with the consumer price index dropping by 0.09% year-on-year in February 2025. This is the first annual decline since March 2000 and is significantly lower than the expected inflation rate of 0.6%. Key reasons for this deflation include a 50% discount on electricity rates for some customers and lower prices for essential foods like rice and tomatoes, following a recovery in production after last year's drought. Amalia Adiningar Widiasanti, Chief of Statistics Indonesia, explained that this deflation isn't due to weakened purchasing power but rather the impact of these discounts. The core inflation rate, which excludes volatile food prices, rose slightly to 2.48%. Looking ahead, the CPI is expected to rise again in March as the electricity discounts end, but inflation may stay low due to new government policies aimed at reducing airfares and toll road costs during Ramadan. Economist Hojiana Situmorang from Bank Danamon predicts GDP growth between 5.1% and 5.2% this year, aligning with the government's target. With low inflation, Bank Indonesia might consider lowering interest rates further, although global market instability remains a concern.
M23 rebels kidnap hospital patients in Goma. M23 rebels have kidnapped at least 130 patients from two hospitals in Goma, a city in the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC. The United Nations reports that the rebels stormed CBCA Ndasho Hospital and Heal Africa Hospital on February 28, taking 116 patients from one and 15 from the other. This troubling incident highlights the rising violence in the region, which has worsened since January 2025. The M23 group, formed in 2012, is involved in ongoing ethnic conflicts over the DRC's valuable mineral resources. There are accusations that Rwanda supports the rebels, which Rwanda denies, claiming it is defending itself against Hutu-led militias. Since January, around 7,000 lives have been lost, leaving nearly 500,000 people without shelter due to destroyed displacement camps. This abduction raises serious human rights concerns. UN Human Rights Office spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani condemned the rebels' actions. "The situation is desperate," emphasizing the urgent need for a resolution to the violence and protection for innocent civilians caught in the crossfire.
BYD's record-breaking share sale. Chinese electric vehicle maker BYD, which stands for Build Your Dreams, has raised an impressive $5.59 billion in a primary share sale, the largest in Hong Kong in 4 years. They sold 129.8 million shares at about HK$335 each, reflecting strong demand that pushed the sale beyond the initial target of 118 million shares. This surge in shares comes as market sentiment in Hong Kong and China improves, especially in the tech sector, following a summit led by President Xi Jinping. BYD's stock has jumped 36.38% this year, signaling growing investor confidence. The funds will be used to boost research and development, expand overseas, and cover operational costs. This successful capital raise not only strengthens BYD, but also energizes the entire electric vehicle market in China, paving the way for increased demand and investment.
Egypt's governance plan for Gaza. Egypt has introduced a plan to change governance in Gaza, a coastal area between Israel and Egypt. This proposal challenges former U.S. President Donald Trump's vision for the region, which aimed to diminish the influence of Hamas. Instead, Egypt seeks to replace Hamas with interim governing bodies backed by Arab, Muslim, and Western nations, with discussions set for an upcoming Arab League summit. The backdrop includes the tragic events of October 7, 2023, when Hamas attacked Israel, leading to around 1,200 deaths and a devastating war in Gaza. Although a ceasefire was reached on January 19, 2024, the humanitarian crisis continues to escalate. The plan emphasizes the need for a governance assistance mission to provide aid and kickstart reconstruction, with funding needs estimated at over $53 billion. Egypt, Jordan, and Gulf Arab states are working together to counter Trump's proposal, but it's uncertain if Arab leaders will support this initiative. The plan firmly rejects the U.S. suggestion for mass displacement of Palestinians, viewed as a security threat by many Arab nations. As the situation unfolds, Egypt's proposal aims to address urgent governance and reconstruction needs in Gaza while navigating a complex political landscape.
U.S. pressure on Ukraine's leadership. Political tensions in Ukraine are rising as U.S. officials closely examine President Volodymyr Zelensky's leadership. Russian President Vladimir Putin has long aimed to remove Zelensky, and now U.S. pressure is increasing, raising concerns about his future. House Speaker Mike Johnson stated that Zelensky must either work with the U.S. or allow someone else to lead. This follows a tense moment with U.S. President Donald Trump, where Zelensky was asked to leave the White House without signing an important agreement. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz cautioned that if Zelensky's goals don't align with achieving peace, serious problems could arise. Senator Lindsey Graham expressed doubts about future cooperation, suggesting Zelensky should reconsider his approach. Critics argue this situation benefits Russia by undermining Ukraine's pro-Western leadership. Despite these challenges, Zelensky remains popular among European leaders, with recent polls showing his approval rating at 49%. The ongoing U.S. pressure and internal political dynamics continue to shape Ukraine's future.
Economic uncertainty ahead as ECB prepares for rate cuts. Global markets are facing turbulence as the European Central Bank gets ready to cut interest rates. Rising geopolitical tensions, especially the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, have sparked worries about economic stability. Investors are on edge, anticipating a slowdown, particularly with a looming deadline for U.S. tariffs that could impact trade with Canada and Mexico, set at 25%. European leaders are working on a peace plan for Ukraine, which may involve significant financial commitments, including two special funds potentially totaling around 400 billion euros for defense and infrastructure. The ECB is expected to lower rates soon, as many analysts believe current rates are too high for healthy economic growth. Fluctuations in European natural gas prices are complicating the ECB's ability to predict inflation accurately. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Federal Reserve has predicted a worrying drop of 1.48% for the U.S. economy, marking the first negative growth estimate since rapid rate hikes in 2022. As the ECB prepares for its next meeting, uncertainty looms, with major implications for both European and global markets.
Senator calls for testimony on air traffic control issues. Senator Ed Markey is pushing for Elon Musk, CEO of SpaceX, and the acting head of the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, to testify about air traffic control technology. Musk, who also owns Starlink, has raised concerns about the FAA's telecommunications system. Reports suggest that Starlink could disrupt a $2.4 billion deal awarded to Verizon, a major U.S. telecom company. Markey insists that a public hearing is necessary to investigate Musk's claims. Support for this hearing comes from Senator Maria Cantwell and Representative Charisse Davids, who worry about potential conflicts of interest involving Musk. The FAA recently gave Verizon a contract to create a new communications platform for air traffic control, but no final decision has been made yet. Senators Adam Schiff and Tammy Duckworth have voiced concerns about awarding contracts to companies linked to Musk while he holds a government position. As the FAA tests Starlink terminals for reliable weather information, these developments highlight the critical balance between innovation and safety in air travel.
South Korea's call for unity amid trade challenges. On March 4, 2025, Choi Sang-mok, the acting president of South Korea, urged the government, parliament, and private sector to unite in response to the ongoing trade war with the United States. This conflict, which started in 2018, has significant effects on South Korea, a country heavily dependent on exports. With the U.S. as one of its largest trading partners, the impact of tariffs is particularly severe. During a cabinet meeting, Choi announced the formation of a new advisory team focused on discussing tariffs and boosting cooperation in key industries like shipbuilding. The trade war has raised costs for many South Korean companies, putting pressure on their ability to compete globally. Major firms like Samsung and Hyundai are feeling the strain from these challenges. Choi's call for unity highlights the urgency of addressing these economic issues as South Korea navigates its complex relationship with the United States and other trading partners.
Trump's proposal for a U.S. cryptocurrency reserve. Former President Donald Trump has proposed a bold idea: creating a stockpile of cryptocurrencies for the United States government. Announced on March 4, 2025, via Truth Social, this reserve would include five major digital currencies: XRP, SOL, ADA, Bitcoin, and Ether. The aim is to enhance the U.S. government's financial power in the rapidly changing world of digital assets. XRP, created by Ripple, is priced at about $2.40 per token, with a total value around $140 billion. SOL, the token of the Solana blockchain, is valued at roughly $73 billion, while ADA, linked to Cardano, sits at about $31.4 billion. Bitcoin, the largest cryptocurrency, is currently worth around $86,000 per token, with a staggering market value of about $1.7 trillion. Ether, the currency of the Ethereum blockchain, has gained traction, especially with World Liberty Financial raising over $500 million through digital tokens. Trump's announcement has ignited excitement in the cryptocurrency market, leading to notable price jumps for these digital assets. This proposal highlights the growing significance of cryptocurrencies in the global economy and the potential for governments to engage with them. What could this mean for the future of digital finance?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.